Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Disney cast members, which is what Disney calls their employees, have begun staging stay-at-home protests in an attempt to drive attention to the state of Florida's broken unemployment website. Roughly 77,000 employees received word from Disney earlier this week that they'll be furloughed as of Sunday next week until further notice, as there is no current plan to reopen the happiest place on earth. The protests aren't aimed at Disney, though. They're aimed at the state of Florida. Employees are taking to the streets in the form of sidewalk chalk, art, window signs, and messages on mailboxes with the hashtags workers can't wait to voice their concerns about the unreliable system. Reports on the Florida unemployment application process have cited problems like entire applications disappearing, long waits to get through the online queues, and applicants getting bumped out of the process halfway through. The Florida Department of Economic Opportunity states the site has seen approximately 120,000 simultaneous users lately, or double the peak usage since the first furlough started. The call-in department received roughly 3.8 million calls just last week. Now, I did the math on this. That's about 500,000 calls a day. And assuming the office is operating at 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, which I'm sure is way more than it is, that's 75,000 calls an hour, or 753 calls per minute. Now you can see why the system's broken. Bruce Springsteen and Jon Bon Jovi are among New Jersey residents who will take part in Jersey for Jersey, a huge benefit from the New Jersey Pandemic Relief Fund set to take place next Wednesday. Other stars involved include Tony Bennett, Jon Stewart, Danny DeVito, Whoopi Goldberg, Kelly Ripa, Halsey, Za, and Charlie Puth. The benefit show will be broadcast nationally on Apple Music and Apple TV. No details yet on whether the musicians will perform or just speak in support of the organization. Another big star-studded benefit on the books will actually take place tonight. Cleveland Rocks from Our Living Rooms will include performances from Joan Jett, Michael Stanley, Ben Folds, Alice Cooper, Jason Mraz, Eric Nolan of the OJs, and Maddie Finn. No word on whether or not we'll be able to see that show anywhere here in Idaho. As of right now, the only thing that I can find is that it'll air on Fox TV in Cleveland, but I'm sure it'll end up on the internet somewhere. And if you've been fighting with Ticketmaster to get a refund on a postponed concert, here's why it's been so complicated. Apparently, in order for Ticketmaster to issue refunds, it needs to work with the event venues, but those venues are closed due to the coronavirus outbreak. Around 90% of all impacted shows are in the process of being rescheduled. 10% have been canceled. For the events that have been canceled, refunds have been issued. Joe Berchtold, the president of Live Nation and Ticketmaster's parent company, in a statement to CNBC yesterday said, "Ticketmaster doesn't sell these tickets and sit on a mountain of cash. Ticketmaster sells tickets and gives the cash over to the venues where the events are held." So if you've been fighting to get your money back, now you know why it's so difficult, and I wish I could wave the magic wand and make that happen for you. We were up against something very similar here last week. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.